It's a lonely life. Being a lighthouse keeper, you spend your days tending to the light, keeping watch for ships, and battling the elements. It's a demanding job, and it can be easy for lighthouse keepers to go mad. One of the biggest challenges of being a lighthouse keeper is the isolation. You may not see another person for days, weeks, or even months at a time. This can be incredibly isolating, and it can take a toll on your mental health. Another challenge of being a lighthouse keeper is the weather. You may have to deal with storms, high winds, and heavy seas. This can be dangerous and it can make it difficult to keep the light lit. Despite the challenges, there are also some rewards to being a lighthouse keeper. You get to live in beautiful places. You have a sense of purpose. And you are often very well respected by the communities you serve. But even the most dedicated lighthouse keepers can start to feel the madness creeping in after a while. Here are some of the signs that you may be going mad as a lighthouse keeper. You start talking to the seagulls. You start believing that the foghorn is singing to you. You start seeing the ghost of the previous lighthouse keeper. You start to think that the light is actually a portal to another dimension. If you start to experience any of these symptoms, it's time to take a break from lighthouse keeping. Go visit a friend. Go on vacation. Anything to get some human contact. And if you start to see the ghost of the previous lighthouse keeper, it's definitely time to quit. But don't worry, you're not alone. Many lighthouse keepers have gone mad before you, and many will go mad after you. It's just part of the job. So if you're thinking about becoming a lighthouse keeper, be prepared for the madness. It's all part of the fun.